An electronic barrier in a Chicago canal is one of several short-term things in place to reduce travel of unwanted species between the Mississippi and the Great Lakes. More politicians are talking about permanently separating the two basins in the Chicago area, a long-term project with a huge price tag. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett chairs a group of mayors along the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway. Barrett told a Detroit public television forum that the main sticking point is who'd pay the basin separation bill.
The ramifications of it certainly go beyond Chicago, but Chicago's going to have to play a big part of this. So I think that that's going to be the biggest challenge. Once you get over that hurdle, which is not easy to get over, as to whether there should actually be the separation, then the allocation of costs come in.
Other Great Lakes officials say they'd like to see the Army Corps of Engineers move faster on its basin separation study. And Phil Moy of the Wisconsin Sea Grant Program wants a federally led Asian Carp Coordinating Committee to allow more input from academics and business leaders.
As a consultant or a peer review entity, to really be sure there's that full involvement of everybody. Federal lead is great, but sometimes the feds seem to operate in a black box.
Moy says when various parties work together, there can be success. He cites cooperation that's led to a sharp drop in the rate of new invasive species coming into the Great Lakes in the last 6 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.